Tim said.
We haven't got a whole lot of time, Muldoon said dully. Better get that power grid on.
And then Tim heard the raptor's snarl and saw one of the long heads duck down through the glass, briefly entering the picture from the top, snapping its jaws.
Hurry, Timmy, Lex said. Get the power on!
The grid. Tim suddenly found himself lost in a tangled series of monitor control screens as he tried to get back to the main screen. Most systems had a single button or a single command to return to the previous screen or to the main menu, but this system did not, or at least he didn't know it. Also, he was certain that help commands had been built into the system, but he couldn't find them either. And Lex was jumping up and down and shouting in his ear, making him nervous. Finally, he got the main screen back. He wasn't sure what he had done, but it was back. He paused, looking for a command.
Do something, Timmy! Will you shut up? I'm trying to get help.
He pushed template main. The screen filled with a complicated diagram with interconnecting boxes and arrows. No good, no good. He pushed common interface. The screen shifted. Now the heading at the top said common interface with tiers of different labeled boxes underneath.
What's that? Lex said. Why aren't you turning on the power, Timmy?
He ignored her. Maybe help on this system was called info. He pushed info, and a message box appeared. Jurassic Park Common User Interface version 1.1B24. Developed by Integrated Computer Systems Incorporated, Cambridge, Mass. Project Supervisor Dennis Nedry. Chief Programmer Mike Bax. Jurassic Park Incorporated, all rights reserved.
Timmy!
Lex wailed, but he'd already pushed find. He got another useless window. He pushed go back, and the screen flashed up another message window. Jurassic Park Common User Interface. Command go back. Cannot go back without a specific search option. See also search, change, go ahead, find, options, review. On the radio, he heard Muldoon say,
"How's it coming, Tim?"
He didn't bother to answer. Frantic, he pushed buttons one after another. Suddenly, without warning, the main screen was back. Jurassic Park System Startup. And below it, a score of labeled boxes. He studied the screen. Electrical Main and Set Grids DNL both looked like they might have something to do with the grids. He noticed that Safety Stroke Health and Critical Locks might be important, too. He heard the growl of the raptors. He had to make a choice. He pressed Set Grids DNL and groaned when he saw the resulting readout. Rows of labeled boxes and figures under two main box headings, Custom Parameters and Standard Parameters. He didn't know what to do. He pushed Standard Parameters and got another screen. Standard Parameters, Park Grids, B4-C6. Outer Grids, C2-D2. Zoological Grids, BB-07. Pen Grids, R4-R4, Lodge Grids, F4-D4, Maint Grids, E5-L6, Main Grids, C4-G7, Sensor Grids, D5-G4, Utility Grids, AH-B5, Core Grids, A1-C1, Circuit Integrity Not Tested, Security Grids Remain Automatic. Tim shook his head in frustration. It took him a moment to realize that he had just gotten valuable information. He now knew the grid coordinates for the lodge. He pushed grid F4, and the screen flashed, Power Grid F4, Safari Lodge. Command cannot be executed. Error-